Learning to Reflect, a learning module for the Australian National University Computing Project Graduate Course Comp 8715 by Tom Worthington. Part 2, Report and Reflect. In this second and last part, you will reflect on what you have learned. The assignment task is to select the real position to prepare an application cover letter for, and revise the responses to selection criteria prepared in Assignment 1, and other parts. The cover letter introduces the applicant, you, explains why you want the position, and your most relevant qualifications, skills and experience. The cover letter should be prepared last, but placed first, before the curriculum vitae, CV. A CV, or resume, is an overview of a person's experience and qualifications, see resumes, from Australian National University Careers, for more details. Reflective writing. Unlike the group work carried out for your project, the in-application cover letter, responses to selection criteria and a CV are individual. This work needs to be reflective. It is about how you can fit the role being applied for, and how you have faced challenges and learned from them. Bauer, Ward and Jackson, 2017, found that a final assessment in the form of an individual reflective essay was useful for students having undertaken a teamwork project. However, students of this course previously found reflective writing too abstract, so the task was changed to an application for a position, incorporating reflection. Three reflective questions for any position are: can you do the job? Do you want to do the job? Do you fit into the culture? From, cover letters, structure, Australian National University Careers, 2018. UTS use a model for teaching reflection, with four levels. Recount, what happened. React, how did you feel about what happened? Analyze, why it happened, or why you reacted as you did. Improve, what did you learn from what happened? What will you change to improve things? From Pryor, Ferguson and Leaney, 2016, in preparing your cover letter you may choose to highlight something you have learned during your studies. This may not be something planned, or part of the formal curriculum. In preparing your cover letter you may choose to highlight something you have learned during your studies. This may not be something planned, or part of the formal curriculum. Kajanda, Daniels, Peters and McDermott, 2014, describe four levels of reflection. Descriptive writing, the student simply describes experience without significant attempts at analysis. Although essentially non-reflective, it can nevertheless serve as a foundation for later, more complex activity. Descriptive reflection, the student attempts to provide reasons for their learning experiences based upon quasi-reflective personal judgments. Dialogic reflection, the student enters into a personal discourse to explore possible reasons for observed outcomes. Critical reflection, in this context, critical reflection was taken to be demonstrated by the elaboration of reasons for personal learning decisions and experiences which takes into account a mature understanding of the psychological and pedagogical factors affecting the learning process. In your WPP you are expected to exhibit critical reflection. Searching for positions available. Like other universities, the Australian National University lists current job opportunities. Commercial job search sites, such as Seek, have thousands of positions offered. You need to search for positions suited to your experience, qualifications and ambition. For those interested in further study or research, universities list both internal scholarships provided by the institution and those provided by organisations. Australian National University has a scholarships for computer science and engineering students. An example is the Data 61 scholarship, in areas such as analytics, cyber-physical systems, software and computational systems and decision sciences. For those interested in setting up a business, startup centres off programs, and grants, the Canberra Innovation Network, which has Australian National University as a founding member, lists programs and grants available to local entrepreneurs, including Australian National University students. The Australian Government's Job Outlook website lists job titles, tasks and skills. Computing-related jobs include software and applications programmers, describing tasks, job titles, and specializations. Software and applications programmers design, develop, test, maintain and document program code in accordance with user requirements, and system and technical specifications. A bachelor degree or higher, or at least 5 years of relevant experience, or relevant vendor certification is usually needed. Around 3/4 of workers have a university degree. Sometimes experience or on-the-job training is needed in addition to a qualification. Tasks. researching, consulting, analyzing and evaluating system program needs, identifying technology limitations and deficiencies in existing systems and associated processes, procedures and methods, testing, debugging, diagnosing and correcting errors and faults in an application's programming language within established testing protocols, guidelines and quality standards to ensure programs and applications perform to specification. Writing and maintaining program code to meet system requirements, system designs and technical specifications in accordance with quality accredited standards. Writing, updating and maintaining technical program, end user documentation and operational procedures. Providing advice, guidance and expertise in developing proposals and strategies for software design activities such as financial evaluation and costings for recommending software purchases and upgrades. Job titles: Analyst Programmer or Programmer Analyst, Developer Programmer, Software Engineer, Architect or Designer, Software Tester, Analyst Programmer or Programmer Analyst, Analyzes User Needs, Produces Requirements Documentation and System Plans, and encodes, tests, debugs, maintains and documents programs and applications. Developer Programmer, Applications Developer, ICT Developer, or ICT Programmer. Interprets specifications, technical designs and flowcharts, builds, maintains and modifies the code for software applications, constructs technical specifications from a business functional model, and tests and writes technical documentation. Specializations, Communications Programmer, Systems, Database Developer, Database Programmer, Systems, Network Programmer, Software Developer, Software Programmer, Software Engineer, Architect, or Designer. Designs, Develops, Modifies, Documents, Tests, Implements, Installs and Supports Software Applications and Systems. Specializations, Computer Applications Engineer, Database Designer, Systems Architect. Software Tester. Specifies, develops and writes test plans and test scripts, produces test cases, carries out regression testing, and uses automated test software applications to test the behavior, functionality and integrity of computer software, and documents the results of tests in defect reports and related documentation. From Job Outlook, Australian Government, 2019. URL https://joboutlook.gov.au/occupation.asp. Search equals career amp, code equals 2613. Suggested reading. Reflective Writing, Australian National University Careers, 2018, Cover Letters, Structure, Style and Practicalities, Australian National University Careers, 2018, Resumes, Types of Resume, Resume Structure, and Effective Writing Styles, Australian National University Careers, 2018. Quiz. Please complete online quiz 2 now. Questions. Please answer these questions online in forum 2 now. Then discuss and rate your fellow students' answers. What position do you propose to apply for? Check to see if someone has already posted this position, and if so, choose another. Provide a brief summary and hypertext link for your selection. Give examples of how your formal coursework and co-curricular studies help you answer any, or all, of these questions. Can you do the job? Do you want to do the job? Do you fit into the culture? Assignment. Start work on assignment 2 now. Bring your draft to workshop 2, along with your forum posts, and be prepared to discuss your work. References. Bauer, B. Ward, T. Amp, Jackson, N. 2017, July. Is reflective writing an effective peer assessment tool for students in higher education? In Information Technology-Based Higher Education and Training, ETHET, 2017 16th International Conference on, pages 1-6. IEEE. URL https://d.o.i.org/10.1109/ethet.2017.8067802. Kajanda, A. Ring, Daniels, M. Peters, A., K., Amp., McDermott, R., 2014, October. Critical Thinking, Peer Writing, and the Importance of Feedback. In 2014 IEEE Frontiers in Education Conference, FIE, Proceedings, pages 1-7. IEEE. URL https://d.o.i.org/10.1109/ethet.2017.8067802. www.org/10.1109/5.2014.7044234.